Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. The new year is full of goals, optimism, and planning. While people might be planning on better diets and gym memberships, the optimism can also extend into the garden. Despite a warm Christmas, it's still not quite time to break out the garden starts. However, there are some things to plan ahead for. How did last year's garden go? Were there any problems that can be fixed for next year? Any new pests that are now on the radar? Do you have all the fertilizers, sprays, and tools you need? Are those tools sharpened? Let's start off with an easy topic. What do you want to grow this year? If everything that was planted last year was good, then replanting is probably in order. Any perennial flowers are, of course, going to come back if they survive. However, adding something new can shake up the same old planting. Check your seed catalog or websites. If you have a plant in mind, look for it or call a local greenhouse and see if they might carry it this year. Growing a new variety of cauliflower, bok choy, or planting some new flowers that you've always wanted can be a fun experiment. Alongside sourcing plant material, winter is also a great time to research plants that you might have or plan to get. The next category of garden planning can be boiled down into three words. What went wrong? Understanding some mistakes from last year can help this year's garden. Did the broccoli and cauliflower bolt in the heat? Then maybe they need to be planted earlier, or just choose a quicker growing variety. Was the pollinator garden not full of pollinators? Pesticides from you or others may have suppressed both good and bad bugs. The weather can be predicted with marginal success, and sometimes the whole year is defined by a long hot, wet, or dry spell. Planning irrigation, shade, or drainage in advance can help buffer some of the weather surprises. The brass tacks of garden planning can be as simple as a wish list or as complicated as a diagram. Seed packets list spacings, and garden beds have their dimensions. A design of the garden can help know what goes where and how much space is needed. Overcrowding can impact root vegetables and also lead to increased foliar diseases due to humidity. If a wish list sounds more appealing, make sure the things you grow will have value. A whole slew of purple tomatoes might be interesting to look at, but will they rot on the vine if nobody's picking them? Make sure the garden goals are realistic and attainable. Or shoot for the moon, just know that space travel is very difficult. Winter is a great time to start planning next year's garden, and late winter, early spring is a great time to grow garden starters indoors. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.